Hey there, comers, as always, thank you for hitting that play button. Be sure to share this with your friends. We need more comers on here. Give us a rating if you haven't. 5 stars, please. And to whatever coward gave us a 1-star rating and did not leave a comment, like, come on, grow a pair and, you know, tell us how you think. We can take it, but don't just be trolling us with a 1-star rating and then, like, dashing. Don't rate and dash. That's just rude. If you got something to say... What?
It was me.
Oh, damn it.
I didn't like your hosting duties.
Ah, dang it. Well, if you're out there and you're listening, first of all, thank you for listening. We will take the download numbers. I hope you hate listening to us because we hate you. And if you have a problem with us, hit us up at Coming Clean Podcast on all the social media channels. And now, on to this episode, episode 68.
Hi, this is Alex M.
And this is Morgan S.
And you're listening to Coming Clean Podcast with Sam and Marty. Can I get down
like this? This is Coming Clean Podcast.
With Sam and Marty. Marty.
Oh yeah, that's right. I am coming in hot. Welcome to, regardless of that 1-star rating, I'm still bitter about it, the number one podcast about MTV's iconic shows, Laguna Beach, The Hills, Siesta Key, but mostly right now since we're done with Laguna Beach and Siesta Key is, I don't know, I didn't watch the upfronts, I don't know if they got picked up, but we are all about The Hills right now. It is episode 68. We're talking about Graffiti Gate. Oh, look at that. Nice rhyme. And we're an episode away from our nicest episode. Have I introduced myself? Probably not. I just said a lot of things. But you know me best as the bro that runs the show. My name is Marty. And with me, always and forever, is the biggest boy I know.
He's a big boy.
Who you be?
It's me, Sam.
Oh, there he is.
I'm still here.
Well, it just dropped.
Even though I gave you that 1-star rating.
Yeah, not cool, man. Not cool.
I hit send before, you know, whenever you send an email or you're trying to search somebody's name and you hit send without deleting them because you're trying to write their name in the email, but then you left them in the CC and it becomes a big problem. That's what happened.
Wow. That's a
good analogy.
Very elaborate explanation for a hater. But yeah, seriously, if you were the person who left that 1-star rating, number one,
please go back and edit your rating.
Yeah, and if you don't, you're tacky and I hate you. But anyway, we got some headlines to talk about.
The Hills headlines.
All right, first of all, I want to kick it off by saying that we gave a shout out to our favorite Alex M last week for expecting her second child. We also gave a shout out to Taylor, who is expecting her second child. But Alex Lauren H, also prego, she is hanging out with her bestie Alex M in Hawaii. Stay safe. I guess they're in a different island. But she's also expecting, I believe, her second child. So, you know, the next generation, they already covered the season 4 like 20 or 15 years from now, and then they got season 5 and season 6 going, so you know they're just replenishing the pile. So congrats to Alex and Taylor. All right, and you told me before we started the show that you have watched the trailer for Very Cavallari. Any thoughts?
One, Jay Cutler is hilarious.
Truth.
And two is Uncommon James as a company name.
Mm-hmm.
Really like it. I think it's a really good thing for whatever company she's running.
Yep.
And three, there's going to be a lot of drama.
Are they in Chicago, LA, or Miami?
No, they are in Tennessee, Memphis.
Oh, right. We talked about this. Nashville?
Yep. Memphis. Nashville. They're in Nashville, Tennessee. And Kristen, she was, I guess, running it on her own, but now she had to hire some people and
right. scale
the
up.
Drama, yeah, the drama of, I guess, probably not having an HR. It's going to happen.
All right. Well, I'm going to go watch that after we record this. But yeah, for those of you, do you know the start date? What day is this going to be?
I think it's at some point in July. Okay.
Well, for all the comers listening, let us know if you want us to cover this. We're busy gentlemen, but you know, if the demand is there, we are happy to oblige. And I've got another headline here. Let me see if this works. If I need to give someone a quick
it's June
call.
3rd.
June 3rd? Oh, it's yep. soon. Oh, I'm going to be out of town for someone's wedding. So I guess we can't cover the premiere episode.
I will be out as well.
Oh. Is this? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. You are live on the Coming Clean podcast. Well, not live. You are live to tape on the Coming Clean podcast, but we are talking about Hills Headlines, and we would be remiss if we are congratulating everyone but you. Resident Emo, put a ring on it.
Ladies, he's off the market.
Thank you very much. I'm actually here with the fiance herself.
Oh, the Resident Emo S is also in the building. I would play some sound effects. But I do not know how to go from my cell phone screen to my sound pad. But Sam, I need applause.
Oh, yay!
Well, you're a special podcaster.
Yeah, live on the Coming Clean podcast. Hello.
If anybody wants to join in, just text somebody congrats, and you'll get yes. your own confetti while you watch this episode.
Yes, so for this episode, it's hashtag congrats resident emo is the theme of the day. But we just wanted to say congratulations before we miss the opportunity, and we will call you back next time. We'll
probably
have,
not.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All right. Well. All right. Oh yeah, yeah. We're having some trouble with some trivia, so we might actually literally need you back to ask us some questions. So.
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Resident Emo. Thank you for answering your phone. I was gonna say for calling in. First time, long time. We'll talk to you later. All right, later. Congrats.
See ya.
Bye. All right, so that is my proof of concept that we can possibly get callers in here.
Oh, man, live caller? We're a radio show now?
Well, yeah, sort of, but it's the live-to-tape, so, you know, instead of the second-second delay, we have, like, a two-day delay where I can edit if the one-star troll comes in.
I'm going to block out from my 2-3 slot for lunchtime phone calls.
Yeah, lunchtime jams. All right, we have had enough headlines, and this has turned into a complete mess.
We have nothing else to say.
Yeah, because this was a pretty straightforward episode, so let's just get to it. Season 3, episode 3, what is this one called?
It is called Truth and Time Tells All.
Here are the highlights.
The Hills Highlights.
Oh yeah, I'm getting these transitions down. We're back in the groove. Now, let us talk about the... Oh, no, I guess not. I was trying to push another button. That's for later. But, first question of the day. We got Trouble in Paradise here as Spencer and Heidi start on their journey of being an engaged couple. And what we thought was a little funny moment from last week's episode has blown up in our faces. The proverbial spray paint can has, you know, filled with too much whatever gas there's in there, and it exploded, and this analogy is not working. Take it away. What happened?
Well, Heidi finally was able to discuss her engagement with her friend Elodie and talked about how Spencer created the Hollywood sign in their apartment, and Elodie was kind of concerned that maybe they should have discussed that prior. So Heidi took it in her own action to passive aggressively paint over the whole Hollywood sign to make it clear. And she expressed to Spencer her feelings that they should come up with decisions together.
Yep.
Even though the way she kind of went about the story was like, it wasn't like she was like telling him that they should. She was like, yeah, maybe, you know, in the future, right, you know, that's how relationships work. Mm-hmm. It was like in a more story. That was, I felt like, a little more passive,
right,
aggressive, rather than just going and painting it.
Yep.
So it was a nice coupling of the two. She kind of broke it down a little easier for him.
So the interesting part, I think, was Spencer framing it as, what, I didn't make a decision for you, it was a surprise. And she was like, no,
and then she was like, no, yeah, we're not. She was like, no, we'll make surprise decisions together.
Yeah. So it looks like it was more than just the graffiti sign, because I'm seeing like random murals all over the apartment
and a ton of old arcade games, which, yep, is pretty sweet.
I know. I was like, that was kind of a baller move.
Yeah. Like, at first I thought it was just the centipede, and then when you looked, when she was painting the Hollywood sign, there was, like, another, like, six.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, Brody, shout out to Brody for being the bad influence.
Just being there.
Yeah. But, yeah, Spencer, you know, just coming in, making decisions, and I live alone. We used to live together, and mm-hmm, our decision-making was based on necessity, really, and that we basically pillaged someone who was moving out and she needed people to move furniture, so we just took it.
We got a good rate on that.
Mm-hmm. So technically, you know, we didn't really make too many choices with our furniture, but you, as an engaged individual as well, and living with your significant other, how did you go about with your decorating decisions? And I don't know the full story, but I have a guess.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty not, like,
she made
really
your decisions together.
Yes, we made our decision together.
She made your decisions together.
Oh, yes. I also have probably bad taste in a lot of things, so
if you can't have Boston Red Sox graffiti all over your house.
And or basically just nothing. It'll just be pretty empty.
Hashtag minimalism.
Yeah. So I appreciate all the things that we have done together. So
I think she listens to this.
Yeah. And I think the apartment looks amazing.
It does. I have been there.
And I personally would need somebody to help me with that. So I'm on the side of Heidi of choosing things together, but making a house look a little bit nicer than just like like an alleyway.
Yes, correct.
I don't know how you explain the graffiti Hollywood sign other than it was probably like an alleyway.
Yeah, pretty much, except on like a white wall instead of like a brick wall. But
yeah, like get some incense, get some, you know, some flowers and some plants and a table. We lived without a table for a little bit, and it's kind of a pain in the butt.
How dare you?
I mean, when you start spilling tomato sauce when all you eat is pasta and sauce, and then you start spilling on the couch because you don't have a table, it's time to get a table.
That's for our spinoff podcast when we also take a retrospective look at the Broke Boys. Broke Boys of New York City.
Love it or leave it.
And just a preview of one of the episodes, we talk about using how the covers of Tupperwares are useful plates.
You got duct tape, you can tape a couple together.
Yes. we're digressing so far, but yeah, so, you know, for all our male listeners out there, the 27%. According to our statistics. So there are a few males, including Resident Emo. You know, sometimes, depending on your style, you may think you have dope style, but again, your sports posters may not be the best option. And me,
like, I personally put my Bulls Jordan locker in my closet. So
where nobody can see except
exactly
for you. Yes, and as far as how I decorated my own apartment, I started with a coffee table on Wayfair.com, not a sponsor, and then just clicked on related items and then bought the matching stuff.
Yeah, if Wayfair wants to sponsor us, we will.
Oh,
Wayfair
is. Heck yeah.
I am sitting on a Wayfair couch right now, or a semi offshoot.
I'm sitting on a Wayfair chair right now. Free delivery on everything. Not a sponsor. Hold on, they got to pay us for this. We got to at them.
No free ads.
Yes, no free ads. Okay, so it looks like we're both on Heidi's side on this one. Spencer's reaction was pretty funny, where he was actually legitimately mad at her for painting over the quote-unquote beautiful art mural.
His beautiful artwork.
Yeah.
Did he paint it himself?
No.
Okay.
But he acted as if he did.
He did. Oh, okay.
The way he was mad about it, it seemed like he did, and that would have been a difference if he was like, "Hey, I took this time mm-hmm. to paint a nice mural, no matter how tacky." I'm sure Heidi would have been like, "Oh, that's cute," and would have dealt with it.
Yeah, hopefully he would, you know, drawn something a little bit better than the Hollywood name, but
yeah, he could have written Spidey or something.
Yeah, or at least his like tag, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm on Heidi's team on this one, but, you know, even without thinking of their future, I think Heidi reacted to this entire situation and handled it pretty maturely.
Yeah, she didn't blow up. She didn't get overly angry. She didn't, like, break up with him or anything like that. Right. Like, where we've seen Spencer in the past where he just drives off.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, good point.
So I think she definitely came at it head on, and I think that shows improvement in Heidi's, you know, mentality or like her mental state.
She knows, I'm guessing, they're going to have fights in the future, but she's learned to pick her battles, and this one wasn't mm-hmm. one worth, you know, dying on a hill on. And, you know, especially if you can just take it into your hands and paint over it. Like, I don't think he's going to drop another how many hundreds of dollars or thousands of dollars he did to get that mural up.
Yeah, agreed.
All right, moving on. Justin Bobby is in our lives now. No getting away from him.
I mean, I don't know how blessed we are.
Set the stage here.
Yeah, so Audrina decides to give Justin a second chance. Mm-hmm. You know, Elsie will eventually start talking about it, but she was a little apprehensive, but kind of lets Audrina kind of do what she wants. She wants Elsie to get to know Justin, so they go out for dinner. Justin, in their eyes, was a little bit rude of some of the actions that he was doing, some of the things he said. He burped a couple times at mm-hmm. dinner. Not the best look.
No.
But over time, it seems like Audrina and Justin are on a similar page. I think Audrina might have thought they defined the relationship, whereas Justin kind of was like, let's just be what we are and enjoy our company. And then we get the line of truth and time tells all. Mm-hmm. So,
not to expose you here, but I got a text prior to this episode saying Justin Bobby is the man. Explain your stance here.
I think just if you, one, he just didn't, he doesn't care what anybody thinks.
Mm-hmm.
And
which he said out loud.
Yes. Like, and for anybody to say that to like somebody's face and be like, you know what? I honestly just don't care what you think. Like mm-hmm. that's kind of refreshing, I think.
But,
and he's saying what everybody says mentally.
Right.
But nobody will actually verbally say it in the world. Like, he is living like a 28 to 30 year old of like somebody comes up to you at work or anywhere and they're saying something and you're like, you know what? I don't really care what you think. Mm-hmm. But you kind of feign it for possibly the person you like's interest at the time. And you maybe try showing off a good impression. Justin's like, this is me. I'm not going to change who I am. And, you know, let's just exist with each other rather than making everything a thing and see where it kind of goes.
Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, and I wish I could live my life that way. But within the context of, like, I'm meeting one of my
he's just punk rock.
Sure.
I mean,
but within the context of like when I'm meeting, when you meet your girlfriend's friends initially, yeah, you put on your best smile. You put on, you know, you talk about things that you don't necessarily want to talk about, but you want to make that good first impression. Justin Bobby's like, nope.
Yeah.
I got a cold and I'm in a bad mood. And
but
feel it.
Adrina and him are not necessarily in a relationship. They're right. Just dating. Like, yeah, they've gone on 2 dates since they've gotten back together. Mm-hmm. You haven't defined the relationship. And he more or less told her that, like, he doesn't necessarily want to be in a relationship with her. He just wants to, like, hang out with her.
Also, is it a little soon to have a third wheel? Like, especially in that point of, like, I third wheel, I mean, with, yeah, you kinda, and your then girlfriend, now fiance, before, but you were already like pretty much in there for the long haul, not on like, yeah, your second date. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna come with.
It was definitely, yeah, probably about after the third date.
But also, it was like a group setting where it was a bunch of your friends. It was like more like, yeah, a meet my friends, but not like,
it was yeah,
hey, I'm
it
gonna was, let's go to this restaurant and Marty's coming.
Yeah, just to have like drinks and we're gonna like grill,
right,
you with questions.
Yeah, but this one, yeah, it's like second date.
He must have been caught off. I don't think he was necessarily caught off guard, but he's probably like, this is like, why do I have
seen season 1 and 2? He knows what Elsie's about.
Exactly. He might know about her past,
right,
and her sex tape. I'm surprised he didn't bring
whoa,
that up.
Alleged
sex tape. I'm surprised he didn't bring that up.
Can I just say, this may have gone unnoticed to a lot of people. I know I heard it, and I literally had to click back to make sure I heard it correctly. Mm. But when Justin and Audrina met up the week after the whole incident happened, he goes, how's your roommate? He refused to say Elsie's name, which was like such a huge power move on his end. That's what I was like, okay,
I mean,
Justin Bobby.
like I'm saying, like I think he knows of Elsie. Like, they definitely been in similar circles.
Right. Like, he's heard the stuff.
Exactly. So it's not like they're meeting for the first. He already probably has a preconceived notion of her.
She's been on TV for 4 years.
And how she's been like kind of judgmental. I'm not sure where Bobby Justin is originally from, but like, mm-hmm, he does not Chilltown fit the mold. Yeah, well, population 3 now. But he doesn't fit the mold of the Laguna Beach style.
Oh,
person.
Yeah, he's got
he's got a little more edge to him, and LC, they're a little conform more. Like, why is he not driving like a Beamer?
Right. And he's like, from what's the Inlands that they were talking about?
Inglewood?
No, the Inlands. Remember in Laguna? It was like the town, like, past Laguna.
Oh,
like,
away
from the water, where the undesirables lived.
Is that where?
I don't know. I just remember we were talking about that before.
Well, it says he's from Orange County, but
that's a huge county.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
It goes all the way from Anaheim down to Laguna.
Where's the basketball players from? Which is he from, like, Chino Hills?
No, that's a little closer to L.A., I think.
Yeah.
That's L.A. County, I believe. Never lost.
I don't know. He's just not from the beach.
Yeah. So, Justin Bobby, unconventional, but I'm liking his style. But I'm sure the first time I watched it, I was like, we talked about this where everyone was Team L.C.,
yeah,
back then. We were all probably like, oh, what, this guy so rude.
I just full on relate to Justin way more than I did back then.
Yes, agreed. Because, yeah, it is the when you know, someone you don't really know says something about you and you're like, I don't really give a F.
Yeah. But LC is like the rich girl from Laguna Beach, moved to LA, right, like, kind of movie star life, yep, and Justin's like, I just want to cut hair and play in a punk rock band. Like, why are you judging me? Like, she's already kind of judging him off the bat.
All right, so related to that, on the flip side, let's talk about LC. So, once again, has issues with her friend's boyfriend, or friend's whatever. How did she handle it this time? Give me a score. Give me a grade.
Out of 10?
Or whatever scale you want.
out of 10, I'm going to give a 4.
Ooh, interesting. Go ahead.
I feel like slightly improved. So I was taking notes. In the first scene, I thought Elsie handled it well, saying maybe like she kept reiterating use your head kind of thing.
Yep.
But it seems like she backed off a little
bit.
Follow
your gut, but use your head.
Exactly. Which was fine advice. She didn't like mm-hmm. It didn't come off aggressive.
Right.
So I thought that was good. But I don't know. I guess in her shoes, I would have been offended by Justin as well and like kind of taken aback if I was her. So I don't think she had a wrong reaction towards it.
Right.
But I don't believe, she didn't really, I don't know. When they were laying out, did she really needle Audrina too much or try to put something in her head? I feel like she was pretty good this episode.
Yeah.
Not being like, hey, you got to break up with him.
Yeah.
She was more of like, are you sure about that?
Yeah. I was going to give her, and I'll change the grading scale. I was going to give her an A-.
Okay. Yeah.
Because
I'll go with that.
Yeah. From a 4 out of 10 to an A-. That's a huge curve, bro.
Well, 10 would have been like really bad.
Well, I didn't have you invent your scale, so you do whatever you want. We just confused everyone. That's maybe the person who left a 1-star rating thought it was the highest score.
Respect it.
But yeah, she was pretty decent advice, you know, standard advice that you would use to anyone who's like dating a bad boy or mm-hmm. whatever. And then she held her own at the restaurant. She could have easily, especially with the drinking involved, she could have easily exploded, mm-hmm. as we've seen before. And when they were I wish there was more of the aftermath. Like, I wish we saw more of that pool conversation.
Yep.
But at least she expressed her. I think she read the room better this time than she used to with Heidi, because she was like, I thought he was rude. And then Audrina was like, Audrina was already saying that night was weird.
Yeah, she came out with it first rather than
Elsie sort of proactively. Yeah, so.
But maybe she knows that she can manipulate Audrina.
Yeah, possibly. But also, like,
You think she's psychologically like brought her into the corner, but yet Audrina still got back with Justin, so Audrina can't be fazed.
I was going to say, I was surprised the way Audrina handled the situation. She seemed to be a lot more mature than I guess I gave her credit for.
Yeah, she gave the week off. Like, she didn't talk to him for a week.
Yep, and even the conversation that they had after at the restaurant or whatever, the bar
mm-hmm.
at Charcoal. Open? Not open?
Oh, I didn't even look. Didn't see the name. I didn't see it pop up.
Oh, it's called Charcoal. I'll finish my point as you search. But yeah, I thought she was just going to be like, whatever. But she actually, you know, demanded that they do define the relationship. Justin Bobby went all philosophical on her. Which I was like, how do you just, they had to have fed him those lines. Like, I don't know.
I don't know. I actually think he like just came up with that. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good line. Or, you know, he was going to be on TV.
Charcoal still open.
What? Well, that's the first one.
I'm hoping.
Is that in the Mexican restaurant that Spencer likes?
I'm assuming it's the same place. It's in Venice.
Yeah, that's probably it.
It looks kind of, it looks familiar enough.
All right, shout out to Charcoal. If you're listening, you know, if we were ever in the LA area, you know, we might record a podcast there.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Ooh.
Free guac.
Chicken wings look really good.
You're looking at the menu now. Not a sponsor, but, you know, if you want, we got some listeners out in California. We can send them your way.
Call them at 310-751-794 and make your reservation today.
Yeah, tell them the Coming Clean podcast sent you.
And they'll be very confused.
Yeah. Or hopefully, you know, once we get them however many, the X amount of subscribers to go there in the area, maybe they'll play our podcast on loop and just, you know, be playing the sounds of Sam and Marty. Just talking the whole time. Just a conversation.
Hey,
the background music.
if we make it into like grocery store music, you know we made it.
I'm going to look for like a local hardware store here and like cut a deal with them.
We pay them to play it.
Yeah, basically. All right. So that's most of the episode. Did we miss anything? Lo made an appearance. Pretty, you know, benign.
Yeah, that frustrated me with her recent comments because I totally...
Yeah, I look at her in a different way now.
Yeah, and I totally at the time I was like, man, she loves Fruity Pebbles. I love Fruity Pebbles. Like at Pinkberry, like great idea. Just
hey, we made plenty of Pinkberry run back in 07 as well. 07 yeah. to present.
It was popping off.
Yeah, that's when everyone was like, oh, this is the healthy stuff, right? Give me the large.
And all the toppings.
Yeah, I am more of a 16 handles guy, kind of, though.
Well, yeah. Froyo's over.
Although the mochi over at Pinkberry is pretty legit. Got the mochi, got some kiwi, some chocolate flakes. Oof.
Throw some caramel drizzle on there.
Ooh, the caramel drizz. Good call.
Yeah.
Good call.
Hell yeah.
All right, well, now I'm getting hungry.
He's a big boy.
I'm also a big boy. But did we miss anything else, or can we move on to the next segment?
Let's move on.
All right, let's crown an MVP.
It's the MVP.
MVP
of the week.
All right, who are you picking for your MVP?
My boy, Justin Bobby.
First one. First of many, I believe.
What?
This must be the first of many that he will receive, but give me your reasons.
If anytime he shows up in the episode, he's in contention.
No hat.
I don't know. No hat. I got distracted by his hair. He's got a great head of hair, and I don't know how he trims his beard like that.
Yeah.
I don't think I can do that, but... I might as well try.
All right. I'm going to go with Heidi. Just because I didn't think she handled the situation well. But still, she handled the situation very maturely and like a human being, but also in the back of her mind knew that she was on camera. So she still picked like she told the line. She went to the line of how can I be dramatic without having Spencer like blow up and run away. So that's mine. And now we gotta run away from someone and flush them down to the Jabroni.
Jabroni, J-A-B-R-O-N-I, X-Y-Z, A-B-C. Oh, it doesn't matter how you spell Jabroni.
Okay, you can keep saying that and make yourself think you're a good person, but you're a bad person.
I didn't do anything wrong.
All right, who are you flushing?
I'm gonna flush Audrina down.
Whoa! Surprising.
Jabroni!
Reasons?
I just think that she... I don't know. She probably should not got back together with Justin, but...
You think she's being used by both Justin and Elsie? Like, she's easy to...
She's in a conundrum. Yeah, she's in a conundrum. I think if you kind of sweet talk her a little bit, she kind of goes in that motion. Mm-hmm. So hopefully she can kind of break out of that in future episodes.
So I really wasn't sure who to name my Jabroni this week because everyone was kind of even except for Heidi who stepped up. But I'll just agree with you on
Jabroni.
That.
Jabroni!
I'll go with Audrina too for the same reasons. You've talked me into it. All right. Before we go, we were going to do trivia. But again, the truth is I did not have time to source questions this week. But we are trying out a new segment that does not have a drop yet. But it's we record this on Wednesdays or Thursdays and the episode comes out on Fridays. So let's flashback. Let's do a hashtag flashback Friday and talk about this was in 2007. We're going to combine sort of trivia time and recommendations. So 2007 recommendations. What should the good people, what should the comers search on the internet and listen, watch, or remember?
So they should remember and maybe start to watch again is that the Keeping Up with the Kardashians premiered in 2007. I just watched the trailer and it's wild, like how different everybody looks.
Oh, really?
And how like it kind of was focused on Kim.
Uh-huh.
With the family, and then Kim pops in at the end, and you're like, this is all founded on a lie. So it's pretty crazy that they've been on for 10 years now, and how much so different they are now.
Yeah, start of a real cultural revolution there, as much as I do not want to admit the impact.
Dynasty.
Yeah, as much as I don't want to admit the impact that the Kardashians have had on culture, I'm going to have to give them props to that, you know.
Get that money. Hustle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I am going to recommend the movie musical Hairspray. Good music. You got James Marsden and Zac Efron looking real good. This was, I'm going to say, almost peak Amanda Bynes right before the fall, when she was supposed to break out of the Nickelodeon mold and started doing like these. She went from like these Nickelodeon movies, and now she's doing supporting roles in the bigger movies. That was the cusp. Like, you were going to make it. And then who happened? Trey Songz? J. Cole? Who'd she start hooking up with?
No idea.
I think it was Trey Songz, maybe.
It might have been Trey Songz, yeah.
Amanda Bynes, Trey Songz. I believe it was Trey Songz.
I don't know, but I just know that she had a big downfall. Yes. And that was a wild ride on Twitter.
It was. And yeah, so enjoy our recommendation throwbacks. We'll find a drop for that soon. But that's where we'll leave you today. We're about right at time. So Sam, tell the good people where they can find us.
Yeah, you guys can find us at Coming Clean Pod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Check out our website at comingcleanpod.xyz. Support us on Patreon at patreon.com/comingcleanpod. Email us at coming.clean.pod@gmail.com. Subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Grab some merch at teespring.com/stores/comingcleanpod. And don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. Only 5-star reviews, and tell all your friends about us.
Yeah, and for, again, one last shout out to the person who left the 1-star review. Come at us, bro or sis.
Thanks. Please email us.
Yeah, so thanks to Radical Something, as always, for our theme song, Kelly Get Down. Always remember, what do the good people have to do?
Always rep the rad.
Worldwide peace.